The Bush administration has begun announcing plans for reconstructing Iraq's economy and oil industry. Commentator Ev Ehrlich says its decisions will have widespread repercussions for international economic policy.
To the Bush administration, the desire of the French, Germans, and Russians to have a role in the reconstruction of Iraq must smack of the story of the little red hen. You know, they didn't want to grind the wheat, but now they'll help eat the bread. But the temptation to rub old Europe's nose in our military success would prove disastrous, particularly for the conduct of international economic policy. For example, the administration recently announced that Iraq will become, for the time being, an American-run oil province in which an American-designated entity pumps the oil, keeps the proceeds, and spends them on reconstruction, presumably provided by American firms. Well, why would that be bad? The reason is that, aside from the anger it could generate on the part of Iraqis, running Iraq as an American fiefdom risks a backlash against U.S. companies in Europe, in such big and fast-growing markets as China or Russia, and almost everywhere around the world. Even worse is the prospect of a new U.S.-sponsored government being encouraged to renege on the foreign, meaning European, debt incurred by Saddam. Economists call the debt that dictators leave behind odious debt, and it's a difficult problem. Saddam was an oppressive kleptocrat, sure, but are we prepared to live with the repudiation of all dictators' debts everywhere? When the Marcoses were thrown out of the Philippines and the Sukarnos out of Indonesia, we didn't say anything about forgiving odious debt, and those regimes certainly were odious. If undemocratic Pakistan falls one day to Islamic fundamentalists, will we allow the new government the same right to cancel its debts, but this time with American money on the table? It would be far better to work with the Europeans to find a general solution to the problems of debts incurred by dictators, rather than unilaterally wiping Iraq's slate clean. And that's a good example of a broad precept. The world economy has problems we can't fix alone. We have a strong interest in trade talks that open foreign markets. That's where our future economic growth lies. But to get that, we might have to reduce farm supports or give up such protections as voluntary steel restraints. You can hear the cries now. Don't give up a single ear of corn or ingot of metal if it does anything to help those French rascals. That's a bad starting point for trade talks that are supposed to benefit everybody. Military success is an exercise in conflict. But economic policy success is an exercise in cooperation. Managing these global economic challenges will require us to act more like the leaders of an integrated world and less like the little red hen.
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, Senior Vice President of the Committee for Economic Development here in Washington. He was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration.